So we've been discussing a little bit about Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, the notion of repeating, or rather completing the entire Sedra, the entire Parsha, every single week as individuals, that we should read the Parsha twice, and we should read the Targum, Unkelus, maybe Rashi, whatever it is, at least once. And we began discussing at the end of last week that there is a notion that we have to do this within a certain time period. And so I just want to go back a little bit just to make sure we're clear, because I wasn't so clear on it when I was doing it, when we were going over it, and then just to explain a little bit further. So he says, Haschalas hazmana kriya shnai mikra ve'echa targum, shenechshav mashlim parashi yosav v'matzibar. When's the appropriate time to begin starting to say shnai mikra ve'echa targum? Yeshurim shehi b'shabas ha'kodim miyad achra mincha. So in other words, so yesterday, once mincha was over, once we dav mincha as a tzibar, so the kiteitze shnai mikra, you should be finished with at least by that point. We'll see, ideally, even a little bit earlier. And you could already begin going into kitavo. Or v'yeshurim shehi rak miyam rishon b'shavua. So there are those that say that you have to wait until Sunday proper, so only after Havdalah can you start for the next Shabbos' Shnai Mikra. And when can you go until? Vizmanu nimshach ad mincha shel Shabbos. Well, if the time for the following week's Parsha starts after Mincha, so that means you have until Mincha for that week's Parsha. And that's how it works. Tahinu adzman mincha ketana. Okay. Now, what is the... that's the lechachila situation. What's the b'diavad situation? So he writes, "Achim atzibor kvar is palu mincha ve'in minyan acher oshu kvar is palu mincha." Let's say before we actually even get to lechachila b'diavad, let's say you already daven mincha already, or let's say that tzibor already daven mincha already, and there's no other minyan left, but you still have time left in the day for mincha to be daven. So how do we determine exactly what the real cutoff is in terms of mincha? Since we say that's so important, that that's the decider of when the zman concludes and when the zman ends. So he says that basically, at the end of the day, if the congregation already davened, and there is no other minyan in the community, then... or if he already daven mincha, so then afilo dain zman mincha gadoli, even though you have time left in the day, kvar avar zmano, it's considered as if the time for shnai mikra has already passed, and we'll see, you still could do it, but it's not the ideal situation. Some say that no, it has entirely to do with his obligation to daven mincha. So that is to say, again, let's say there's only 2:30 mincha in the community on Shabbos afternoon, and so you have plenty of time. Yesterday you had until, I don't know, 7:30, whatever it was, to daven mincha, so you have until around that time. Okay, but what about now the lechachila b'diavad? Is it really true that, let's say, so I didn't finish ki teitzei yesterday, so now I'm done, I lost my opportunity to do ki teitzei. So he explains as follows, yesh orim shebediyeved yachol hashlim ad yom revi'i b'shabbos. There are those that say that I have until the following Wednesday to complete the shnai mikra from the previous week. So that's to say, so ki teitzei we finished yesterday, so ideally you should have finished before mincha yesterday, but you even have until Wednesday of this week to do it. Okay, what are you going to do about Kitavo? Alright, that's not the problem right now. Kitetsi you can do until Wednesday. V'yeish omer, but let's say you really fell behind. How far behind did he fall? Sheyachol hashlim ad simchas Torah. When do we complete the Torah? Every single year. We complete the Torah only once a year. So very good. You have really until simchas Torah, b'di'evit, to do your Shnai Mikra for any of the Parshio. So therefore, if you fall behind, then, let's say Bereshis is always like the most difficult Shnai Mikra to do, because it always sort of sneaks up on people. So let's say you did every Parsha except for Bereshis, so the following Simchas Torah, that's your opportunity to make sure you get in by then. But nonetheless, v'tov l'achush l'divreim shemisha avar, lo l'hashlim izmana yashlim at sov yom gimel, v'im lo hishlim yeshu l'hashlim at Simchas Torah. So ideally, you shouldn't be following these opinions, but if you need to, better to follow the opinions and do it than to not follow the opinions and end up not doing Shnai Mikra at all. So better to just do it a little bit later than to never do it at all. But at the end of the day, it's always better to do it before Shabbos is over. Make sure you get it done. All right, there's a lot more to talk about with this, but for now, we'll conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.